This is Len Costa with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for the Sun and Fun Radio. I'm here today at the ForeFlight booth with Tyson Weiss, and he's here to tell us about a new device. Actually, you had an announcement just at the beginning of the week of the show with this new device that you guys are working on.
Yeah, we announced the Stratus. That's a box that was built in collaboration with Sporties and Apario out of Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay.
This is a wireless, wire-free, battery-powered ADS-B receiver for the iPad.
Okay.
So this is a box that you put up on your glare shield, mm-hmm. and about 250 feet AGL, you start getting CONUS radar, METARs, TAFs, winds aloft, NOTAMs, PIREPs, AIRMETs, SIGMETs, and SUA information. So that's all subscription-free using the ADS-B ground network,
mm-hmm.
and you just grab one of these boxes, connect it to ForeFlight, and you've got in-flight weather available.
Okay, so the box itself, tell us a little bit the specifics, battery life, cost, what do people need to know about the box?
Yeah, so the box is pretty small. It's about 5 inches by 4 inches by an inch and a half, by an inch tall. It is got a ruggedized exterior enclosure. It's DO160F approved. It's been shake tested. It's gone through a magnetic interference testing. So it's something that we wanted to be ruggedized and reliable for the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
It does have an internal lithium ion battery. You can recharge that via an external micro USB cable, and it's going to last you about 8 hours.
So wow. Okay.
So we tried to match the battery life to the iPad's battery life, so that if you wanted to fly it unpowered, you could do that as well. Or you can plug this into a 12 or 24 volt DC adapter. You could plug it into an extra spot on the avionics bus and have it power up and power down with the aircraft. It's got a nice LED indication system that you can control the brightness on. It has an ambient light sensor, so if you're flying at night, it auto-dims the LED so that it's not reflecting up on the glare shield. So lots of little nice touches in there to make it nice to use in the cockpit.
Okay, now I myself am kind of new to the whole ADS-B revolution and what's going on with some of these external devices. Now, you said it's no subscription, so your only upfront investment is the purchase of the device, which is the interface between the system and the iPad,
right.
But there's no recurring subscription fees or anything beyond that?
For the Stratus, there's no. Of course, you have to maintain a current ForeFlight subscription, which is $75 a year, but there's no fees for the box itself to subscribe to weather. The ADS-B network is going to be a ground station network of about almost 800 stations. Most of the country is populated today, especially the places where people fly frequently, and the FAA estimates having the network complete by the end of 2013. So we'll see how that deployment goes out. But for most people flying in most areas, they're going to have adequate ADS-B coverage.
Now, how would this new ADS-B coverage and the services, the weather, the stuff that we can pull down from this new system, how's that going to compare to what I've used before, like XM Weather and those kinds of, airborne data link?
So XM has a broader product suite, so it's going to have things like lightning and icing potential and turbulence forecast and weather front information. So it's got a broader product set. So definitely if you're flying up in the flight levels and need long-range planning, XM is going to be the right solution for you. If you're flying typically regionally and you want the core product set, then this is going to be sufficient for you. It does have a fast update frequency, so radar, for example, is updated every 5 minutes. That can be a little bit faster than XM. You're going to get that feed about every 2.5 minutes off of the ground station network. So that's basically kind of the main differences that we point out, is if you need a broader product set, more geographic coverage, you want coverage over the areas that aren't yet equipped with ADS-B ground stations, you would choose an XM subscription.
Now, so when I'm going to use this now with ForeFlight, it pairs up, was it Bluetooth, was it?
It actually pairs up with Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, okay.
Yeah.
And then it just, the services, the weather and stuff just work as I would normally if I was on the ground on the same, screens and maps and overlays and no extra additional things to learn.
Anybody who's familiar with ForeFlight today is not going to see any real difference. So if you look at a flight rules map, for example, or the weather on an airport page, or the AIRMETs or SIGMETs, or the TFRs, all that's going to look the same as it does on the ground. We're just replacing the data source when you're airborne with the information coming off the Stratus.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
Yeah, we just had another big release last month. We added a document management solution ForeFlight. What was really innovative about that is we included a broad catalog of FAA documents, the complete AFD, electronic AFDs, digital terminal procedure supplementals, all of the instrument flying handbooks, chart legends, airspace graphics. So the idea there is you can really start to use ForeFlight as a complete solution for charting and for your document management, in-flight weather, pre-flight weather, rounding out sort of the information completeness there. So
now, even companies with their corporate flight manuals and other stuff like that, also a function of that new document?
Yeah, we have a different solution for our corporate customers, okay. which allow them to distribute documents and control the distribution and see sort of who's got what documents installed. So that's kind of what we've done on the corporate side of things. But our individual GA customers don't see any differences between their document system they see and the document system our corporate customers see.
Okay. Now, besides a GA pilot, I'm also an airline pilot. Have you anything you could touch upon airline-wise that have approached you guys to potentially either working with your software, whether it's for charting or flight planning or document management? Have you had any interaction with airlines at this point besides 135 and charter? How about any 121 carriers?
Yeah, all I can say is we talked to a lot of people.
Sure.
That's the extent of that. I can comment on.
Okay, wonderful. Well, once again, this is Len Costa reporting for Sun and Fun Radio at the 4Flight booth, learning about the new Stratus ADS-B interface for 4Flight and the iPad. And once again, Tyson Weiss, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Len. Awesome, you can just do it.